Another art gallery on Newbury Street in Boston is shutting down. Victoria Monroe Fine Art has been dealing contemporary work, much of it by New England artists, for 10 years. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how this one gallery's end affects the entire art food chain in Boston.
Newbury Street is known for its she-she shops, salons, eateries, and art galleries. Victoria Monroe Fine Art occupies an airy 1,000-foot space. It's bathed in light and lined with drawings and paintings. Tiny red dot stickers are stuck on a bunch of them, which means they've been sold.
Going out of business is very good for business. We're kind of laughing at it because we haven't had such a good month in a long time.
Gallery owner Victoria Monroe maintains an optimistic disposition, despite the fact that the economic hard times have been strangling her sector. A dramatic drop in sales combined with a major rent increase pushed Monroe not to renew her gallery's lease. The dealer is sad about her decision because of her history here.
It's interesting to know I started on Newbury Street in 1978.
Then, Monroe moved to New York, but returned to Boston 10 years ago, bringing along artist Joel Janowitz. Now he has to find a new gallery. Monroe has a stable of 20 artists, and Janowitz is one of six with works in the gallery's final show, which wraps up tomorrow.
To know that you've got a place where you're going to have a show every 2 years, which is what the standard is in galleries, gives us something to work toward and to get feedback.
And, of course, to sell.
And to sell, yes. So it's a loss.
Boston's commercial art galleries have been closing for all kinds of reasons, from high rents to the recession to competition from online dealers and art fairs. But they play a major role in the local art marketplace, which could be seen as an ecosystem made up of interacting organisms.
Whenever you lose a commercial gallery that showed contemporary work, it's a loss for everybody.
Kathy Battetti is an artist, arts advocate, and curator at Medicine Wheel Productions, a nonprofit exhibition space. She says one gallery's closing has the power to cause a ripple effect. Other artists feel it, the galleries feel it, museum curators and collectors feel it too, all the way up the art food chain. A lot of people are waiting and hoping the contraction of contemporary art galleries isn't permanent.
The storm will be weathered. And when conditions improve, we'll have a reinvigorated gallery system. And that's something to look forward to.
Nick Capasso is the Deputy Director for Curatorial Affairs at the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln. While he believes the art market is cyclical, he also realizes this doesn't make it any easier for the artists.
They're the first to feel the negative impact and the last to feel the recovery. So it's kind of a double dose of bad.
It's a strange sort of art market out there in the sense that it's been very tough on the mid-range and down galleries.
Galleries like Victoria Monroe's, according to Sarah Miller, an independent art advisor. She also manages Boston architect and philanthropist Graham Gunn's private art collection. Miller says the demise of Monroe's gallery leaves one less place for her to find new artists and stay plugged into the city's contemporary community. And she laments the longtime dealer shutting down in Boston.
Because she's a major player.
Miller says Victoria Monroe has helped feed collectors locally made art that doesn't have to cost millions or even tens of thousands of dollars. That kind of nurturing, she says, is necessary to sustain Boston's overall art ecosystem for the long haul. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.